pick up our offering tonight. Just don't go yet. We're going to wait for Alan to finish up. But your finances, your job situation, your business, your whatever it may be, receive this word. Because I've asked Alan, Alan's a man of faith. Alan's a man who understands the power of words. And the Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. And so Alan is going to proclaim life over your situation before we take up this offering. So as you give financially tonight, it's a response to the word of God spoken over your life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Alan, go for it, bro.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Ha. It's good. Is Jesus good? Wonderful. Great. I'm reading from John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. And this is what my Bible says. This is what my Bible says. Sure. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Wow! Man, take that. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He said, I came to give a rich and satisfying life. Whoa, 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 whoa. You know what? I'm going to leave this down. You know when the multitude gathered around Jesus and Jesus told his disciples, get food for these people. They said, Master, where can we get? This is a place somewhere. There were no shops, nothing to be found. And they said, Master, he said, sit down. And he took the 7 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, Father, bless this. Bless this. And it multiplied. It multiplied. What I'm speaking tonight is an abundant life that Jesus came to give us. In every area. Tonight I'm going to speak abundance. Please lift our hands. Let's lift our hands and let's receive this. Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for abundance, Lord. Abundance, Lord. Father, where there's no lack. There's no lack. Father, where there's abundance, there's a satisfying life, Father. And out of that abundance, Father, we will give, Father. Father, we just give you thanks right now. We pray, Father, for business deals to open in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for double bonuses, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for jobs, opportunities, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just give you thanks this evening in Jesus' name. Abundance, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Awesome, Alan. Thanks, guys. You can come on now. That's the opportunity to go. Come on now. We're going to... Yeah. Leave it at that. Come on, Alan. That was awesome. Thank you, brother. Babe, it's over to you.
Well, tonight we're going to be doing things a little differently. And Steve asked just the two of us to share. So it's really cool. But we really haven't prepared a theological word. It's nothing that you have never heard before. It's actually 3 simple verses that are so encouraging to James and I and that we live our life by. It's something that we are encouraged by. And it's just 3 simple verses. And then we've got a prophetic word to speak over this church, over Highway Christian Community, over your personal lives. But so, we've already spoken a lot of what we've wanted to happen has already happened this evening. And James has already shared that we have been given every single spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. And we've seen that and we know that. But it's to me, I came across this verse. It says in Psalm 16, verses 8. Can I put that on the board, please? It's at Psalm 16, verses 8. It says, So wait, shame. This is why Steve battles with this guy. Joking. It's awesome. Can I read it? It says, I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand and I will not be shaken. So David is actually proclaiming. He is saying, I will set the Lord before me. I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand and I will not be shaken. You see, God has positioned Himself to be everywhere all the time in your life. So, the question is, are you going to be aware of His presence wherever you go? And it's almost like David shouting out and saying, I have set the Lord before me. It's this deep cry that's going out from David. He is conscious that when he sets the Lord before him, he sees the Lord going before him. It's faith. Faith sees. Remember I spoke on that. Faith, we can see faith. We can see the Lord going before us. The Word of God says that the Lord is our shepherd, and He is a shepherd goes before His people. And so David just came into this revelation that no matter what he was going through, and David went through a lot of rough stuff, but no matter what David was going through, he was saying, I've set the Lord before me. He was continuously proclaiming God into the situations in his life, into what he was facing. And church, I feel like we can learn something from this. I feel like we can actually say to the Lord, Lord, I have set you before me. When you wake up in the morning and you've got to go to work and you really don't feel like going to work, you can say, Lord, I have set you before me. And like with faith, you can see the Lord going before you. Because you see, when you know that you're on a place that God is, it changes the way you view your circumstances. Like, when you know God's there, it's not that hard. But when you feel like God's not there, it is hard. And so David's just shouting out, I've set the Lord always before me. And then he says, but you are at my right hand. So although he's setting the Lord before him, God is also at his right hand. You see, church, God is so big. He is with you. He is ahead of you. He is near you. He just wants you to feel Him all the time. And so there's this picture of David going into the circumstance but holding God's right hand. And then the Word says, and I will not be shaken. So there's just this encouragement that says that He is as close to you as your right hand because you have set Him before Him. So I just want to encourage you, whatever you're going through, whatever it is that you see in your life, when you wake up tomorrow, if you can just say to the Lord, Lord, I am setting you before me when I see my boss tomorrow. I'm setting you before me when I go into the canteen and I want to go minister to people. And just have that sense that God just goes with you all the time. What greater blessing is there to know that God is with you in everything that you do? God just, He just never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He is always there. Like if you can think of the worst moments of your life, you know that God was there. He was at your right hand. But the key is to have a God consciousness. The key is to just constantly be knowing that God is there. That God, you are with me. And when you're aware that God is in every situation, it changes the way that we view our circumstances.
Now, just before David says that he set the Lord always before me. Okay, never mind. I'll go get my Bible then. In verse 6, have a look at this. Psalm 16, verse 6. Just before David got there, in verse 8, this is what he says. Now, he's obviously speaking from what he's experienced in God. And he says this. He says, the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. Now what the boundary lines mean, we often think, see, the boundary lines, the rules that we should have and keep in our lives, they're in pleasant places. Let me just explain what David's talking about here. The boundary lines talk of a plot of land. If you can imagine where you live, you have a fence around your house, right? That fence is your boundary line. That's your plot of land. If someone comes into that fence, they are trespassing on your land. And in Bible days, the greatest sign of wealth was how much land you had and what kind of land it was. And so David was given a plot of land by God that was huge. He recognized how big his inheritance was and that it had fallen in pleasant places. It was good land. It was fertile soil. And friends, I want to tell you tonight, what Alan shared is 100% right. God has a delightful inheritance for your life. If you would simply receive it and believe it, where you are at, what it is that you're going through, He has a delightful inheritance. Now, David was promised that he would be king, but for somewhere around 10 years or so, he didn't become king, even though he had even been anointed by the prophet that he was king of Israel. But he didn't actually become king for 10 years. Same as Joseph. Joseph was in the pit. Joseph went to jail. Joseph had a hard life. Eventually, he found himself in the most powerful position besides Pharaoh in all of Egypt, which was the most powerful country in the world. You see, friends, it's not an immediate thing. I don't believe it is an immediate thing. But friends, if you simply believe that God has a delightful inheritance, a delightful purpose for your life, each and every one of you, God has a design for you. He has a purpose for your life. Whether it be in business, whether it be in the creative arts, whether it be in your family life, whether it just be you have a dream to be an amazing mother, an amazing father, to have 2 kids, 3 kids, whatever it may be, God has a delightful inheritance for you if you would simply believe it. If you can believe that, friends, you will change the world around you, because you know you are born with a purpose. You are born with a destiny. You are born with something to do. And that thing that you've been called to do is delightful to you. You love that. You love that thing. I love what I'm doing. I love what I'm involved in. And then it goes on to say from there in verse 8 that I've set the Lord always before me. So know that He's given you a great purpose, and in that purpose, be aware of Him always.
In the last verse is just Romans 8 verses 35, if we can have that on the board. This is my favorite verse ever. And it says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?" Just want to stop there. The truth is that often when we are going through hard times, we find it so hard to see God. And we kind of feel like we've prayed, and we feel like we've cried out to God. And sometimes we might even feel like, "Lord, You might be missing me here. Have You not heard my prayers?" And what happens is often, without even knowing it, we start to believe a lie that says that we're separate from God, that says that God is separate from us. But church, that is not true. Because the Word of God then goes on to say, in verse 37, it says, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God." You see, church, you are, the way God sees you is He hasn't missed out on you. He hasn't forgotten about you. He loves you. And He says, actually, I'm calling you a conqueror. He says, you are a conqueror through Christ Jesus. A conqueror means to be victorious. A conqueror means to overcome. So God is speaking over you all the time. You are victorious. You are an overcomer. You will gain by force through Christ Jesus who loves you. You see, you are not victorious by yourself. You are victorious through Christ Jesus who loves you. It is because of that love that He has for you. It is because of the love that He has, that love. It's like I just had this, you know, boss stick, when you stick 2 pieces of paper together and they just stick forever. It's like God's love is the glue. But we've got to realize that God is there. We've got to have a God consciousness. We've got to take the Word. This is when it is so important to read the Word and to renew our minds in the Word. Because we all feel like sometimes we're separate from God. We all feel that maybe God has missed out on our prayer. But sometimes we just need to get into the Word. We just need to just soak in His love. And hear that He says to you, "My daughter, my son, you are conquerors through Christ Jesus." And it's all about His love. You see, the most powerful force in this universe is love. The love of God is the one thing that separates you from this world. And so God is saying to you, I've given you love. I've given you love. And this is the love that I've given you so that you may be a conqueror through Christ Jesus.
And so just in summary, everything that we've said tonight is because God loves you. God loves you. Do you know that? Do you know that, Raymond? God loves you. Paul, God loves you. Nick, God loves you, bro. Don, God loves you. God loves you. And everything that we have shared tonight is because God loves you. He's given you every spiritual blessing because He loves you. He's positioned Himself that you can set Him before you at any given time, in any moment, because He loves you. He's given us a great inheritance because He loves you. And He's made us more than conquerors because He loves us.
So awesome. And so, that's just it. That's our little preachy part. That's just three verses. Hopefully you'll never forget them. Joking. But no, seriously, I really felt yesterday morning as I was praying, I felt like there's a season that God is, He kept on saying to me, heavenly rain, heavenly rain, heavenly rain. And I was just so reminded of, we've all seen the National Geographic. Now, if any of you know me, I'm passionate about the Lord, then my husband, and then the bush. So I love the bush. I just love the bush. And the truth is that we've all watched, though, I'm sure, even if you're not passionate about the bush, you might have just seen it. But Africa, at the end of a dry season, and come to the end of the dry season, you just see dryness. You don't see life. You just see this dryness, just this desert land. You see all 10 hippos in one little tiny pond. You kind of see just buck roaming around, trying to eat from the top of the leaves instead of eating the bottom of the grass. You just see animals that may have died, and the strong animals that didn't make it through the dry season. They just don't have the strength to go without water and sustenance, and so they just die. And I just really felt like we've been in a season, and I know tonight God's done a lot in the atmosphere already, but I feel like, you know, when you're watching those documentaries, you can almost hear the animals crying out for rain. It's like you can see that the animals know that they know that the rain's coming, and that they are standing out and they are hoping for the rain, and they are waking up every morning if they sleep, and they are waking up and they are saying, it's almost like they're saying, is today the day that's going to rain? It's like they know that they're desperate for rain, because if they don't get the rain, they're not going to live. They're not going to make it through the season. The hippos aren't going to have anywhere to swim. It's a big disaster. The crocs aren't going to be able to live. It's just the whole cycle is not going to work if the rain doesn't come. And so I just really felt like it's almost like we've been crying out to God and saying, God, we are waiting for the rain. We are waiting for heaven's rain, and we are looking for heaven's rain. And in your personal lives, whatever rain it might be, wherever, I feel like I really do. I feel like there are thunder clouds in the distance. And like when those animals start seeing the thunder clouds, they know. They don't know much about the weather channel, but they know that those clouds mean there's rain. Those clouds give them hope because they know that rain is coming. And guys, I want to tell you that in the spiritual realm, there are massive clouds that are being formed over your lives. There are dark, heavy clouds because God loves His church too much to let them live without rain. He doesn't want His church to be dry. He wants His church to be filled with rain. And so this thing of heavy rain, just rain pouring down, and I really believe, and it's a prophetic declaration, that this church is going to see heaven's rain in the next 2 to 3 months, that God is going to begin to burst forth the showers, things that you are hoping for personally, that you may not, people don't know, but I'm telling you now, there are thunder clouds above your head. So don't lose hope, because the Holy Spirit is saying, can you hear the rumbling in the distance? Can you hear the clouds of that storm that is going to come? And guys, when that rain comes, every leaf, every worm, every bud, the whole of creation rejoices. There is not one part of the land that is unhappy with the rain. Every animal is just rejoicing, and we know that life comes and that they're able to drink, and we know that they go on to reproduce. And I'm not saying that, I'm not speaking seasons, but I am definitely saying that there is a time that is coming to Highway where the rain clouds are getting closer and closer, and this heavy rain, the rain of the Spirit, the rain of blessings, the rain of business opportunities, the rain of what we've been hoping for so long. We haven't given up hope because we can hear the clouds in the distance. And so, James has got, yeah.
No, no, stay up here, babe. Just stay up here. Robs, if the team could come up. We're going to sing Rain Down now. Last week we sang it, and God really stirred something in me. And I believe we need to sing it again. Corinne felt it. I felt it, Kareem felt it before I even mentioned anything. And that was the prophetic picture that she's just been given about rain. Many of you feel like you're in a season in your life, a Joseph season, where you are in the pit, where you are in the jail. But my friend, Joseph had favor even in the pit. Joseph had favor even in the jail. God was with him even there. Alright? And it was that life within him that sustained him. But your external circumstances seem like they are dry and dead. And tonight, there are clouds in the sky waiting to be poured out. And so what I want us to do right now is, we're just going to put the words up. If we could just get the words up of that song. Before we sing it, we're just going to run through the words very quickly and be aware of what we're singing. Because how often do we sing a song that's just another song? But actually, what Corinne meant when she said this is a prophetic declaration, we're declaring to our circumstances it's going to rain. So it looks like tonight, that means your situation right now, the sky is heavy. Feels like the winds are going to change. What was that prophetic word that Michelle brought earlier? Beneath my feet, the earth is ready. Your circumstances are ready for the blessings of God. I know it's time. That's not a, well, I hope it's time. No, I know it's time for heaven's rain. Not earthly rain, heaven's rain. It's going to rain. Proclaim it. Declare it. It's going to rain. Because it's living water we desire to flood our hearts with holy fire. Our hearts don't need a little cup. Our hearts need a flood. Our hearts need overflow. Rain down. All around the world we're singing rain down. All over the world there are these movements rising up in response to what God is doing. Rain down. Can you hear? The earth is singing. My friend, the whole earth is waiting for you to rise up and take your place as a daughter, as a son of God. Rain down. My heart is dry, but still I'm singing. Rain down. Even though my circumstances are terrible, my heart is dry, but I'm still singing. Even though I'm in the pit, I'm still singing. Rain down on me. Back to the start. My heart is heavy. Feels like it's time to dream again. Friends, the dreams have died in your heart. If you feel like the dreams have died, friends, dream again. The time is now. The time is now to dream again. See the clouds and yes, declare it. You are ready for heaven's rain. So Robs, let's go for it. Stand. Won't you stand? We're going to close with this song and declare it. Sing it. Sing it out to your circumstances, to your situations. It's time to dream again. I see the clouds. Yes, I'm ready. It's gonna rain. Amen.
living water we desire. Let our hearts with holy fire.
That you have given us an inheritance, a land which has pleasant boundaries, Lord, a great inheritance. And tonight we recognize the reign of heaven is going to release those things to be opened over our lives, those circumstances to be released. In Jesus' name we proclaim it. Amen. Yeah. Wonderful. Jesus is good. Always. Bless you. If the band want to keep playing, they can. I don't know if they do, but they probably don't because they're tired.